What I like to do on budget day is where everyone's gone to Canberra and frozen their bum off and given us a great report on 2SER. We've been having excellent budget coverage as we have for the last few years here on 2SER. And one of the members of the 2SER budget team who is driving back from Canberra as we speak, he's pulled over though. He's pulled over. It's okay. It's Rod Chambers. G'day, Rod.
G'day, Mick. How are you going?
Oh, really good. Good to chat to you again. I like these annual chats.
It is, yeah. I look forward to it. Marking the calendar and think, oh, well, it'll be someone to pull out of the road and commune with the cows while Mick talks to me.
Oh, and how are the cows just past Goulburn?
Yeah, they're looking quite healthy, actually. I don't know why, because it's a bit of rain, I think, around here.
Well, we're going to get some fat cows going on in Australia because we're getting a whole bunch of tax cuts. Scott Morrison has dropped the budget and he said, "Here, money for everyone, money for everyone." Even $10 a week for the low-income earners.
Yeah, he's been milking the cash cow, you see.
Oh, see, you've got it. That's a good segue. I should use that one. But look, everyone knew. I mean, everyone foresaw that this budget was going to be pretty tidy for people because it's an election year. Or
that's right.
They're saying it's not, but I dare say we'll probably hit the elections sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you've called it first, Mick. You heard it first right. Here on 2SER on Drive.
Yeah, October. I'm just making it up. But no, look, was there any real surprise? You went into the lockup, of course. You were locked in a room for, 7 hours or something? Was there any real surprise to this budget in the room, or everyone just like, ho-hum?
Absolutely.
Really?
The surprise? Oh, yeah. The surprise was you had to pay for the tea and coffee.
What is going on?
Yeah, look, they were saying, their urns were getting a bit old, and the Treasury, they didn't want to buy any new urns, so they put in a coffee cart, and you had to pay $4.50 for a large cappuccino.
Oh, my God. How much? I would have made so much money. I hope they donated to charity or something.
Oh, and you know what else?
What?
They wouldn't take your cash. They wouldn't take the Reserve Bank's coin of the realm. You had to pay with a credit card.
What? So you had to have your card there. And you don't even have your phone to be able to top up your,
That's right.
Your card. Like, what if your card, or what if you use your phone as, the NFC chip, and you're using that, and you can't even do that? You
have to have Apple Pay or something. Yeah. Not that we're promoting any particular brand.
No.
But yeah, and of course, that kind of folds into one of the measures that were in the budget, and that was that they're outlawing any cash payments over $10,000.
What?
Yeah.
Outlawing, you can't carry cash around anymore and buy a car.
You can carry $9,999.99 worth of cash.
Wow.
But you can't carry you can carry it, but you can't buy anything with it. As soon as you hand over, like you say, it's Sunday afternoon, you're going to hand over some money to buy that nice little MGB or something that you've been hankering after, and you think, oh yeah, well, $12,000 sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have cash because what else, what bank? What would bank will do any transfers on a Sunday? So, as soon as you hand it over, the Fed just arrives and takes you away and puts you in a holding cell down underneath somewhere.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. No one really carries that much cash around now anyway, but outlawing? It's weird.
I was thinking about doing this myself a couple of weeks back here because I was looking at a car in the States.
Oh, look at
I saved up the money. And the only way I couldn't do transfers in the state. Like, it wouldn't happen fast enough.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I had to, I was about to do it. Then anyway, somebody else bought it, so it didn't matter. But but that's what, because I said to the bank, I said, how am I going to get this on a weekend? And they go, oh, you can't. You have to take the money out and fly up there. And just turning into a nightmare.
And soon that would be illegal. You wouldn't even be able to do it anyway.
Yeah, I'll get taken away and thrown into the dark dungeons underneath some, faceless building in Canberra.
Faceless
building. Yeah.
Which is where you...
I'll just say this is all part of the tough on black economy. This is part of all of Be Safe. The Treasurer is putting forward for the budget. This is one of the things that the coalition's feels is one of their hot button topics is, people being safe strong in defence and strong on all this sort of stuff. So, this fits into that category where they're, cutting, really getting into that that black economy, people selling cigarettes behind pubs and things.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's gotcha. That's what it is. Yeah.
They've got you. No more under-the-counter cigarettes for you.
That's right. Yeah. And there's things like the language of the budget's quite disturbing at some points too. Like when they're talking about the airports and so forth, you know, they're going to harden up the airport security.
What?
So I don't know. They must have been very lax. I've talked to the opposition today in Parliament House, and they say that it's going to be bipartisan support for this because they say that all of our 9 airports, including Cairns, all capitals excluding Hobart and Cairns Gold Coast, and in addition to, the security is just, you know, just a bit slack.
I've never actually thought that airports had slack security. In fact, I think it's the most secure place you can pretty much go. I can't see what they can do more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, apparently there's a couple of millions being spent on all these airports to harden them up.
Well, I mean, there's money being thrown around all over the place. We're going to have our own space agency, which, look, I'm a little bit excited about. $26 million to establish Australia's very own space agency. Yeah, mind you, that's not very much money compared to how much NASA gets. I mean,
that's right. Yeah.
This is going to be a pretty tiny little thing. They get a budget of about $18 billion for NASA. You know, ours is a little drop in the ocean. But hey, it's something. We're going to have an Australian space agency. But then you get things like the $49 million Captain Cook project. Somehow we've got to commemorate the 250th anniversary of James Cook's first voyage to Australia. Why are we doing this?
Well, it's going to be Scott Morrison's electorate. Why else would you not do it? I mean, why wouldn't you do it?
I mean, obviously, when he thought about this and he decided this is
cook at that, don't you?
When he decided this is going to happen, wouldn't he have maybe thought that people are going to be a little bit annoyed at this idea?
Well, I guess some people are going to be a bit annoyed, and other people are going to be thrilled at the money that's going to be pouring into the Sutherland Shire. Small business will be, doing an Irish jig at the thought of Captain Cook turning up, you know, with a beautiful statue. And I don't know how that... Is it just a statue that they're getting?
It's just like some sort of celebration, like they're going to have a party about it. Like, who wants
fireworks.
Fireworks,
Mick.
$50 million bucks of fireworks.
$29 million worth of fireworks. That'll make people happy.
Surely, I mean that's all you need.
You're right.
My producer just told me as well that apparently John Howard has come out and said that the New Start allowance should be increased. John Howard, of all people, arguing that $40 a day a week is not enough for people. But you know, there was no mention of any increases in that sort of thing. Instead, they're giving people like a $10 a week tax cut.
Yes, but we said just before we get off the New Start allowance.
Yeah.
There's also other measures, things like under the welfare, like if you have a parking ticket, it will be compulsorily automatically deducted from your payments. So the $40 could just disappear overnight.
They're garnishing welfare checks.
Yep, gone. Yeah, here's your check. It's minus $280. You parked in those stopping zones. You parked your old Ford Falcon, 1986 Ford Falcon, in those stopping zones.
So here's what they're going to do, Rod. This is what they're going to do, Rod. They're going to spend like millions of dollars to upgrade their systems to all talk to each other, just so they can scrape all these measly dollars from people on welfare checks. How is that worthwhile? Yeah. How is that even... Oh, I just don't get it.
Yeah, so all these people that are on the Centrelink helpline on their mobile phones, and because they've been on it for 2 hours, they're going to go and pick up the kids and the old jalopy. Facial recognition will get them, and they'll be, you know, $500 down the drain, and there goes all their child support payments.
Far out. All right. Man, I just don't understand. Apart from
I think it's very Old Testament.
Old Testament?
You know, it's fire and brimstone if you do anything wrong.
But if
you're on the side of the angels, then you get tax cuts of $130. Although I have to say, Mick, that they are doing something to address bracket creep, which has been a problem for years.
Okay.
And the way they do it, they just get rid of the brackets.
That's it.
No brackets.
Just kill that whole 35 to 7% bracket. Gone.
Yeah, no bracket. Yeah, 37% is gone. So you don't have to worry. And Scammo says, yeah, well, you start off your working life on 32% and you end your working life on 32%. 32.5%. Just makes it simpler. It's simpler.
Simpler. Well, obviously, computers can't handle these things, you know? So.
Oh, no. No, yeah, too much. And, of course, one other thing I noticed, too, was that the Banking Royal Commission is showing up a few little anomalies in the banks.
Yes.
A few people, a bit of malfeasance there going on. And, of course, what happens to all of the agencies that are supposed to be looking after these banks and checking on governance and so forth, APRA, ASIC, all these people? Well, you know, what are they getting in the budget? They're getting nothing.
Aww.
There's nothing. There's no more staffing. There's no more. You know, they're supposed to be looking after our interests and keeping us, you know, keeping an eye on these institutions. Well, what are they going to do with? We'll have to sort of, you know, get a whip around or something.
You've nailed something on the head there, Rod. Because
the Devonshire Street Tunnel. Maybe they can sing a few songs of the Devonshire Street Tunnel. You know, get some money to fund APRA and you know, watch out what the banks are doing.
Well, they're going to run out of money, obviously, in the next couple of weeks. Say, oh, well, the banks are dodgy, but we can't afford to look after it. We'll just leave it alone. Who knows?
Go on.
I was just saying, we could talk about this forever, but we're getting close to the end of the show, and I've really got to wrap it up.
Because the wire is coming on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's coming on in a few minutes.
One of my shows.
But, Rod, I appreciate the chat. I always love talking to you about all this, and 2SER's coverage is just peaked right here on Wednesday Drive. So
yeah, it's very special coverage for you, Mick.
Excellent.
Not everyone gets this sort of analysis.
That's it. But thanks a lot, Rod. Safe driving. We'll see you when you get back.
Mick.